Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Bowers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting second. The shortstop, Phil Rizzuto. Batting third. The center fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tommy Henrick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Specsha. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Specsha. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Henrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bowers. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Berra reaches second base with a double. There goes Henrick trying to get to home. Zernial throws the ball into Tipton, who tags Henrick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Berra and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers takes first base on ball 4. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Bowers moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive towards first. Phillips catches it and steps on first to double up Baker. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bauer. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Fred Sanford now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowers hits a fly ball into left field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-1 in the game. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henrich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bowers. Henrik reaches second base with a double. Bauer moves to third. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berra hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bauer scores. Henrik moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henrik scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindell hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker strikes out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-2 in the game. Rizzuto hits a fly ball into right field. Raff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowers hits a pop-up towards short. Rizzuto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bauer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rizzuto. Appling moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Appling scores. Zerniel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Scala now playing left field. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanford hits a fly ball into center field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-3 in the game. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and has Rizzuto trapped. There's the throw to Appling, who tags Rizzuto for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rapp hits a fly ball into left field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Goldsberry. Berra moves to second. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson is walked intentionally. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berra scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.